Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Embiid straight on triple. And it goes for the reigning MVP.
He attacked.
Brunson on Maxey. Embiid wants it. Embiid from the wing. Dead on the shot clock. Hartenstein all over Embiid. Joel wants to give it to Tyrese. Five to shoot. Maxey back to Joe. Embiid for three. Using Embiid. Behind the back, Kyle goes. Back to Joel. Joel for three.
What a night it was. Joel Embiid, 50. As the Sixers get Game 3 against the Knicks. 215-592-9494 as we react to a really incredible day in Philadelphia sports. A Phillies win. We'll talk to Scott Fransky coming up in an hour. Fransky Friday, as the pitching staff continues to be really excellent. Wheeler yesterday only allowed one hit. So Phillies started off, and then, of course, we get the draft, and we get Joel Embiid, 50 points. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at my notes from watching the game. The first thing I wrote down is Joel kidding me? When he takes down Mitchell, because I thought he was going to get thrown out of that game.
He was mad, Joe.
Yeah, but he's got to be more mature than that. He does.
Yeah, he does, but I like it. I think it was a momentum changer.
Like the fire in him?
Yeah. I mean, that was the most enthusiasm, I guess that's the word we can use, that we've seen from him in a long time.
I think you're right.
And I look at it like this. He went out there and he backed up what he talked about. That's the bottom line. Like, that's the one thing that I can think of that Sixers fans have been real skeptical about over the years, that when he says something, he actually goes out there and does it. And he did last night.
Yeah, and it's rare that he plays at that level in the playoffs. I mean, obviously, it's rare anyone to score 50 in the playoffs. But, you know, we know how great he could be in the regular season. He's an all-time scorer in terms of points per minute and efficiency. And for all these years in the playoffs, we haven't seen much of that. It's been more okay, pretty good to good than, oh my goodness gracious, like he does in the regular season. Last night he did it. Shaquille O'Neal after the game talking about Embiid. And really, it's about what happened early in the game and the mentality of Embiid and how he's got to, you know, rein in a little bit.
I like the way Joel and Embiid is playing. But you have to understand, when you're the leader, when you're the go-to guy, if this game don't go right, they're going to blame you. I agree with Greg Anthony. Needs to calm down a little bit too emotional. Stop worrying about the referees. Stop crying. Stop falling on every jump shot you take and just play the game.
And that was at halftime. That's what he did in the third quarter, Hugh. It felt like when the threes started to fall, he stopped worrying about all the other nonsense. The Knicks, what they were doing to him, looking for fouls. He just hit his shots.
He looked comfortable. I mean, that's the bottom line. I think, like, remember last year when I was talking about Joel Embiid and it looked like he found his mojo in that one game? I think he had like 30 or 40, and then he regressed. It looks like now that he is more comfortable. I mean, he's comfortable in some of the things that he can do. And like he's getting healthier. 41 minutes last night. I don't think you
it's
can
a lot of minutes.
That. It's a lot of minutes for him to play. And like I said it jokingly, but I'm dead serious. Anger is a hell of a motivator. Like, it really, really is. You talk about that adrenaline rush that you get from being upset with somebody, and he was out there trash talking. This is going to be a back-and-forth series. You know, the Knicks are going to try to come and try to, you know, take control of this
thing
again. You can't let that happen. I like the fact that whose face was Joel Embiid in? Was it
DiVincenzo?
It was DiVincenzo. And who else was it? It was wasn't it Hartenstein? He was in his face.
A little bit of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Hartenstein had been all up in Joel Embiid's grill the last couple of games. Joel Embiid's chirping back. I like that. I like that a lot.
So let me throw out a question, and I don't know the answer to it. I have a theory. I don't know, have a definitive answer. If game two didn't happen the way it did, right, like with the referees, the two-minute report where they admitted they were wrong and they cost the Sixers. If that never happened, let's erase that. Let's say game two is just
1-1. It's 1-1.
1-1, right, and the end of that game never happened. Does Joel Embiid get thrown out of the game last night with a flagrant two?
Probably. I think so. I mean, because listen, I'm like everybody else. When I saw that, I thought he was gone. But you got to let him play. Like you talk about, like put it like this, Joe. If that was in New York, Joel Embiid's probably gone.
I think you might be right. I mean,
there's an advantage to home cooking. And I think we got a little bit of that last night. You can't let that happen again, though, bro.
For as much as we were annoyed at what happened with the refs up in New York in game two, it may have saved Joel last night because that's the kind of play where they could have thrown him out.
He gets thrown out of the game. Good Google.
Oh, it went from a game that would have been his defining moment in the bad way in the postseason, getting thrown out in the first quarter in a must-win game, to his defining moment in his best moment in the playoffs, but a 50-point game last night. 215-592-9494. Reaction to the Sixers and beating, of course, Quinyon Mitchell with the 22nd pick in the draft. Chuck in Manary. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gillio. What's the dealio? What's up,
dude? What up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen. Great night yesterday in Philadelphia. But we got a series now. I told you, listen, I ran into Greg Anthony at one of the cigar lounges I go to. He was in town. I guess he called the game yesterday. And he said the Sixers were going to win a series. He's been down 2-0. He was down 2-0, and he still said the Sixers would come back and win a series. You know, so Joel, man, hats off to Joel. I always rip Joel. But, you know, the guy playing through Bell palsy and knee injury and all types of stuff, man. Hats off to the guy, man. I have nothing bad to say about the guy. He's done nothing but done everything I've asked since he's come back. And, man, you know, I think we still win the series. I told you in six. We're going to rip off three more against the Knicks and win six.
Well, Chuck, if they get Sunday, the momentum's all going to be theirs going back to New York. And then if they get that, it's amazing. They could close this thing back out here in six. It would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. And you know, the Eagles. And real quick, this fan base, you know what I mean? This fan base, I don't recognize this fan base anymore. I don't. I mean, you know, you sell your soul to the devil for a couple of hours. Like, if you're going to sell your tickets, tell them that your friends or family are Sixers fans. I mean, you know, it just was ridiculous yesterday. And I was at the game yesterday. It was ridiculous yesterday to see how many Knicks fans were in the building during a playoff game, man. And people say, oh, well, it's the ownership. They don't like the ownership, the fan. I don't like the owner. But it's about the city of Philadelphia versus New York, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's the rivalry. It's the Philly on the front of the chest, man. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you know, when the owner, what was that, Brian, what's his name? Baron, what was his name back in the day? But they traded away Reggie White. Norman Brayman,
of course, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody cared for him.
Right.
But I love Reggie White. I love Cunningham. You know what I mean? Seth Joyner. You know, that was a team that I love, the Eagles, man. You know, so that's no excuse, man. Like, it was horrible, man. It was pathetic.
Yeah,
man.
And I don't buy the excuse of not liking the owner, because the people bought the tickets in the first place. They're their tickets, exactly. And then they sold them. They sold them for money. They didn't want to go last night.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe. And I just don't recognize this fan base anymore, man. It ain't the same, man. I'm starting to question if we the best fan base in all the world, like we say we are, man. That's all I'm saying. But as far as the pick, though, you know, I'm a wait and see guy when it comes to this pick. You know, he played for Toledo. You know, I would much rather win with somebody like Kool-Aid, you know, Kool-Aid.
Or Terrion Arnold. I mean, we're going to compare.
No, Ike was on Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, man, and Chuck, it's a good phone call. We're going to compare, and we appreciate it. We're going to compare Terrion Arnold and Quinyon for a while, because they were picked two picks away, and then the Lions got Terrion Arnold, right? So another NFC contender. They might play each other, you know, in the postseason or whatnot. As far as the fan thing last night, yeah, it's a bad look. I mean, I expect that to be there to be less of that in game four. I'll be annoyed if there's all this Knicks.
No, the problem would be that in game four, because I look at it like this. Like, I'm not and I'm not absolving the fans for selling their tickets, but I understand. because there's a lot of people out there, Joe, no matter how much we sit here and we talk about this team and believe in this team, there's a lot of fans that look at them and they don't believe it because they've been here before.
That's what it was.
The long-suffering fan. I get that.
The people who sold their tickets last night to Knicks fans gave up on the Sixers.
And then not only that, from what I've heard, the streets have been talking. They head cracked those Knicks fans for those tickets. And it was still, like, for the Knicks fans, it was still cheaper than what they would have paid to go to the Garden.
But you got to have a little bit of Philadelphia pride. And
no, I mean,
not,
I hear
not,
it, but
no,
you
can't sell it to a Knicks fan.
But listen, you've been hurt over the last couple of years, and it felt like it was going to be more the same.
I know. I mean, I get it.
So why not take advantage of the Knicks fans and head crack them for the ticket?
Because you're hurting the Sixers.
Yeah, but I don't think it's not going to happen again. But it happened, you know, unless some people sold them as a package deal. But I don't mind you getting over on Knicks fans. I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Yeah, you're too focused on the making money aspect of it and not supporting your team
I'm
aspect.
Just saying, under these circumstances, I think it's warranted because nobody believed in the team initially.
I don't believe anyone sold those tickets because it was a good profit boost. They sold it because they gave up on the Sixers.
Yeah, they get there.
That's what I'm saying. And they head cracked.
But if
cares about the money they made.
And also, if people have a lot of money, they don't care. Like, imagine if someone just rich coming up down from New York. They don't care. They'll pay extra. They want to be at the game.
Well, I tell you, it's cost a lot of money to live in New York. So they come down here, this is like a vacation.
I'm sure, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? For people that have it, they don't care they paid extra. I just don't want to see a bunch of Knicks fans jumping up and down.
How about just don't abandon your team when you're down 2-0 in the series?
It won't happen again.
Well, Chuck said this. How about selling them to a Sixers fan? I know the secondary market now, it changes things, right? You just put them up and then someone could buy them. You don't know who that person is or where they're coming from. But, like, you know, in the old days, yeah, you don't want to go. You want to make a profit. You sell it to someone who's
from here.
Y'all
don't understand how making a profit work, do you?
Sure.
I'm saying how many Sixers fans at this point.
It's not about making a profit.
The point is, who cares about the profit?
It is about
making profit.
Go
work overtime in your job,
dude. Are you going to go work for the stock exchange in New York? Or are you on sports radio, Hugh?
It's not about making a profit.
I just understand where they're coming from.
I don't give a shit.
I'm not mad.
Hold on. Sell it to a Sixers fan then. Like, that's fine. You don't want to go?
You know what? You guys got too many rules, man.
No, it's not rules. Like, it's pretty simple. It comes down to fandom of the sports team, not the money that's in somebody else's pocket.
If I'm not mistaken, like, when you sitting here a couple days ago, didn't kind of believe in them?
This is all, like, well, of course not. But, like, I didn't have a ticket and sell it to a Knicks fan.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Like, Hugh, it's the same thing with Tobias Harris, as you're worried about the money that he's making.
I'm just
worried about Sixers fans making money. How about the team?
All right, if this happens, this better not happen again in game 4.
I'm just saying he's been consistently giving you 8 points.
He stinks. Let's just say he stinks, okay? In game 4, I don't think it'll happen again because they're back in the series.
They're back in.
But I better not see it again because home court advantage is supposed to matter. It's supposed to be an advantage. And when I'm hearing Knicks fans, I was listening this morning to the morning show, and DeCamera had said, or Rhea had said she had heard 7,000 about of the 20,000 were Knicks fans. That's a big number. And then Seltzer had mentioned that one of his friends was there, and they thought it was closer to half the building was Knicks fans. That's rough. I mean, that's rough.
Tough when you talk about the home court advantage, yeah. It won't be like that.
We are very lucky because last night had the potential to go down as an all-time bad Sixers.
Embarrassment.
Season. If Joel got thrown out and we had to hear Knicks fans for 4 quarters yapping, I mean, that would have been bad.
Yeah, but at least some Sixers fans made a profit.
Good for them.
Hey,
for them.
They're selling their tickets for like $2,000 a pop.
You know what?
Shut up.
I don't care.
That's a lot of money, man.
Honestly, who cares? You
care.
We're in a recession.
Oh my God, who cares?
That's how my check. We're still in a recession.
The Sixers
right?
are down 2-1. That's the recession I'm worried about.
Recessions come and go.
I'm just saying,
playoff
man.
Runs are forever. You
feel like we've been in this one for a while, right, though, Joe. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Gary in South Philly. What's up, Gary?
How you doing?
Good,
what's
Gary.
Up,
what are you feeling?
Well, it almost felt like. Not throwing him out was payback for blowing that call Tuesday night.
Gary, I think there's something to that. If that game 2 goes differently and they don't have those bad calls and they don't admit to them,
gone.
I think he's thrown out last night.
He's gone. But look at it this way. He wasn't really trying to pull him down. He was trying to pull him to make sure he didn't fall on that bad left knee.
Well, we could say that, but the reality is he pulled him down, right? He put whether it was intentional or not, he pulled him down.
I thought he was gone. I thought he was gone. But hey, they got they made up for it. You know, they made up for it. So now the commissioner can suspend himself because they made up for it so the gambling people can do their thing. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone now. I love the picks, and the fact that he turned down NIL money because he could have left Toledo, but he was loyal. And that means a lot to me from my military time. He was loyal to Toledo, and he's going to show them, because like you said, Hugh, when you come from a smaller school, you got to show these guys I'm just as good as you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I think, you know, was one of the things that he wants to show.
And that's going to be his thing.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to come with a chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
Well, Gary, I like it too, man. It's a good phone call. I know it just feels like so many athletes today are me over the team. It's about me. And I'm not – like, it's okay to – and I'm not against NIL or any of that and kids making money. But I just think it's cool that he was loyal to the team that was loyal to him when he had some issues coming out of high school. And
hey, Toledo!
And there you go. And then I like the Hey Toledo drop.
And I tell you what, man. Like as an older man, I feel like, you know, you go back and you look at some of the decisions that you made and you can't be – upset about him. But when I think about the potential NIL money he could have gotten at Alabama and some of the perks that he would have gotten, and he turned that down to stay in Toledo. Like, listen, I love the fact that he came from a MAC school, small school in Ohio. But damn it, man, have you been to Tuscaloosa?
I have not, but I know there's way more fans there than in Toledo.
Gosh, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like the Hollywood of the South. It's banana, especially on game day.
And I never heard anyone call Toledo the Hollywood of the Midwest.
No, nobody. the armpit of the Midwest.
And that you said it, not me. So, all right. I was thinking about this. Doesn't it feel now like we got a real, legitimate playoff series? We have everyone hates the refs on both sides now.
Yes.
We got villains on both sides now, because Knicks fans now hate Embiid.
Embiid is coming out of his shell.
Right. We got Embiid with the kind of the storyline of the injury versus the play. We got the back and forth of the series now. We got villains on both sides.
The Bell palsy situation.
You throw that in.
I tell you what, it has to be some people out there feel bad about talking bad about Joel Embiid now, especially after you hear all of that he's been going through.
Well, yeah. I mean, you feel bad. I mean, you certainly feel bad. The ailments he's gone through, just human to human. That's
like,
so tough.
Like the average person. I mean, I would be curious to know, like the average person who has dealt with this, What has been some of their challenges on like a day-to-day basis? Because I could imagine that, you know, not having control of one side of your body or your side of your face or whatever, that has to be something that is like to be and to be an athlete, that has to be tough. That has to be something where you had to really fight to control certain aspects of your limbs or whatnot.
So I have no idea how long it's every person, and I don't know how long he'll be better. But you know how long it could take? I was reading about it this morning. It could be fully recovered in 3 to 6 months. This is not like a quick thing. So like this is part of what he's got to deal with.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, from what I understand about it, Joe, it's like your body could do whatever the hell it wants to do whenever it wants to do it. And we saw a little bit of that in his face when he was at the free throw line. So I just can't imagine the struggle that he has to just allow his body just to go run up and down the court and shoot threes and be the productive dude that he was last night.
Well, I mean, here's the reality. Because of the knee and because of the Bell's palsy, there's never going to be a moment where he probably feels comfortable. And he's just got to fight through that and play the best he can. And last night, he was incredible. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Philly Friday, man.
Happy Friday, man.
Great Friday here. What's going on, Chris?
There's a lot going on. First of all, Mr. Hugh...
Yes.
Douglas, I was about to call in and have your six on some of this stuff, but no. Then I realized that who's on the air today? It's Atlanta Hugh.
What'd I do now?
What'd you do? You know, listen, those New York rats need to keep their filth up in their city. Don't be coming down here and don't be like, yeah, well, people cash in. Nah,
I just, like Chris, I just see.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Silver lining in things, man. I'm sorry.
We don't need that today. These are Knicks fans. They're cockroaches, Hugh.
But it's some folks out there made out like some fat rats, though.
Oh my God.
But they are
Who cares?
Fat rats. They're bad fans. If you sold a ticket last night to a Knicks fan, you're a bad fan.
Why should anybody here listening care that people made a little extra money on Knicks?
Because they're
who cares?
Okay, fine.
They're ridiculous. Bad fans, is what they are.
Honestly. Oh, now they're bad fans.
Yes,
yeah, okay. Dude.
If you sold a ticket last night specifically to a Knicks fan, you're a bad fan. Now, if you couldn't go, sell it to your neighbor.
What if they sold them for like $6,000?
They're a bad fan
with
extra money in their pocket.
Who cares?
What if they needed that?
Forget the money. How about Sixers fans in the seat instead of a Knicks fan? That's all we should be concerned about.
I'm just rooting for my Phillies fans to do well. Prosper.
Yeah. No. You're rooting for Embiid to get booed at the free throw line in his own stadium.
Hugh, I'm gonna, you know, we got to move on, but I'm gonna leave you with this, Hugh. You're better than that. All right,
than money.
Yeah, you're better than money.
Okay, fine.
You're better than that.
If that's the narrative we're gonna spend today.
Expect more out of somebody that their jersey's hanging at the link. All right, so let's just move on.
I hear you.
Wow, he hits you with that one. That was like, I'm disappointed to your kid.
As I knock you down, now I'm going to pick you up.
Okay, I appreciate it. Get me right, Chris.
Let's address this draft thing here. So, did these stupid fans that say, oh, but he played at Toledo and it's a small school and everything. Do not bring that noise and nonsense to the midday show, because you're talking to a small school guy that when he got drafted, you know, Kyle's got the clip, nobody knew who he was. I'm pretty sure that young Thundercat went and brought in a Defensive Player of the Year Rookie Award. So, you know, this is total crap. You look at him go against the top playing guys. He dominated them at the Senior Bowl. He wants that smoke. He's got that smoke. And you know what? Guys, if we're speaking about some smoke, here we go. All right. You know what? Here's what's going on in Philly, right? Let's recap it. Joel took a knee to Hartstein's, you know, his manhood area, because that's what the Sixers about to do to the Knicks. They ain't playing no more. You woke up the sleeping giant, you got the giant. Joel brought that smoke and that noise. Harper went yard to celebrate the birth of his third child. And you know what he did? He did it in Philly style. He turned to that troll of a fan in Cincinnati, and he let him know what it's about. Yeah, that's right. You wanted that noise. You couldn't handle that noise. And then Howie goes in and gets us a lockdown, shutdown corner. A man who is strong. He's going to be physical at the line. He's going to tackle. He is weak and soft like Stretch. He gave us the guy that's the opposite of Stretch. And then, on top of it, the man runs a 4.34. No more getting burned by Toast Sadberry on the other side. So you know what? It's Friday, Philly. Here we go.
go! Let's go, Pittsburgh! Let's go, Philly!
Oh, that was an all-timer from Chris. An all-timer. I don't know the last time he got three teams in there once. I mean, that was a darn good one there.
Yeah, that was
from Chris in Middletown. Pumped up. You see how excited people are just to get Bradberry off the field? I mean, that you can't get that kind of emotion.
That's the guy that consists that. He's out of here.
Listen, I've been trying to say this for 8 months. That pass defense was embarrassing. And at least we have someone now that we hope and we think could cover a little bit. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to some more commentary on the Mitchell pick after break. You're going to hear from some heavy hitters next. Bill Belichick, Ocho Cinco, and an annual tradition here. Micah Parsons. There's nothing better than when Micah Parsons is frustrated and upset when the Eagles get a good player. You hear from Belichick, Chad Ochocinco. What did they think of Quinyon Mitchell and Micah Parsons reacting live to the pick? Your calls on that, reaction to Quinyon Mitchell and the Sixers getting a big win in Game 3. We have ourselves a series. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.